We're a few weeks away from the first Third Thursday Street Fest of 2024. We've got a couple of folks to prepare you for Third Thursday, what to expect in the summer of 2024, as we're joined this morning by Aaron Elizabeth Morrell and Chelsea Cherrier, who is with the Willimantic Renaissance, and also Click, to talk about what's coming up for our Third Thursday Street Fest. Ladies, good morning. Thank you for joining me today. And, well, Aaron, start things off. What's new in 2024 with the Third Thursday Street Fest?
Hi, Wayne. Thank you so much for having us. We're so happy to be here. So for the 21st season, we have a number of new things coming up. And I know I say this often, but this year I really, really mean it. We hired a new entertainment coordinator, Chris Beaudry, and a new beer garden coordinator, Corey Crone. So we'll have new music, new bands that are going to be involved, trying to create more variety there, especially because we have a lot of local favorites that perform, but we're going to infuse it with some new blood. And the beer garden is going to be seeing some new beers too, which is exciting. We have on North Street, the Central Fire Department, Wyndham Central Fire Department, is going to be doing CPR training. We have a bunch of new vendors that are participating. And then, of course, we have new vendors also on Main Street, like Paula and Jane's Bubble Tea, and Egg and Cheese that's just opened, and Trigo is there, and Spiral Arts. So there's going to be a lot of new things coming, and your favorite vendors also.
And speaking of vendors, Chelsea, tell me about what you're involved with at Third Thursday. They include food vendors.
Yes, I am the food vendor coordinator, and we have a lot of great food this year. Let's see, we have Mexican awesome tacos, elotes, Mexican fruit cocktails, Indian food, Middle Eastern, vegan. We've got cold treats, hot sweets, pizza, and the best burgers in town. And those are all caterers and food trucks.
So what you're saying is on Thursdays in the warmer months, it's not just summer, spring is involved too. When people come to Third Thursday Street Fest, they should come hungry?
Very hungry. Prepared to, try all of the local favorites.
You're also involved in sustainability and volunteers. So let's talk about sustainability. What does that mean when it comes to Third Thursday?
Yeah, we're from its inception, Gene has tried to make Third Thursday a super sustainable, eco-friendly event. And in 2017, they started the Waste Not Tents, Wyndham Community Food Network did. And that's a way of diverting the waste from that's generated at the event and diverting the recycling and compost out of there so it doesn't all end up in the landfill. So we're reducing our carbon footprint as an event. But this year, we added a few fun things. We're introducing stainless steel cups in the beer garden for purchase, and that will reduce our single-use plastic in the beer garden. So make sure you pick up one of those cups. It'll be a cool, awesome local souvenir. And look out for the three Waste Not tents that are kind of scattered throughout Main Street, and they'll help you put your trash in the right place.
And you're also involved in volunteers. In general, talk about the role of volunteers, how important they are to Third Thursday. And then part two, are you looking for volunteers for 2024?
Yes. So Third Thursday is run completely by volunteers. We try to have about 50 volunteers each month. That would be ideal, but we obviously run and make it happen with a lot less at times. But we're always looking for volunteers, especially because we want our amazing volunteers to have time to enjoy the fest. So the more people that can help out, the more time people get to kind of have that experience as well. And so, yeah, beer garden, info booth, Waste Not tents, setup, breakdown. We're looking for volunteers for everything.
Info booth. Tell me more about that. I don't think I've ever asked this question before, but what do people ask at the info booth? Like, where's the beer?
That's a question, absolutely a valid question. And then also where the bands are. We have brochures that tell you which bands are at which stages, at what time, and also just all the food vendors, all the craft vendors, pretty much all the information you need about Third Thursday you can find at the info booth. And then it's right at the beer garden, so you can also grab a beer.
Now, if people hear this and go, I'd like to get involved in that, helping out the town, helping out the community, helping out Third Thursday, how do people sign up or register to become a volunteer?
You can go on our website, willimantic streetfest.com, and you can hit contact us and info, I believe, at willimantic streetfest.com, and you can reach out and they'll direct you to me and I will get you a spot as a volunteer.
Erin Morrell, this Third Thursday Street Fest concept is a family-friendly fest. How do you entertain all ages at these events?
Well, it's basically variety. We have a lot of vendors that specialize in different things. So about 10% of our vendors right now that are signed up are specifically doing children-friendly activities. And then we have a lot of other things. So crafters, farmers, obviously we have food. We have a lot of children's activities, like we're having a bounce house. And Main Street merchants stay open late, so there's a lot of things there. And then we have a ton of genres that perform on our different stages that appeal to all different groups of people. The Wyndham Town Hall is going to be participating and sponsoring the downtown stage for the May Fest, and there's going to be Latin music there with some more local flavor on the Midtown stage, and Eminence Inc. is going to be hosting a trio up there that's a little bit more jazz-related. And so there's a lot going on to... for everybody to enjoy. We have street performers in May. Ghost Notes Drumline is going to be performing all over the street, and the Wyndham High School Band is going to be on Bank Street.
And we want people to be thinking ahead here. We're still a few weeks away from the first Third Thursday Street Fest, but you've been thinking about this probably since the last Street Fest of last year. As one of the organizers, what goes into planning next year's event this year? I mean, I'm thinking to myself that you're probably thinking about 2025 already, but right now, the planning for 2024, when did all that begin?
So typically it begins for us, that's true that it does start right after the last fest of the season before, at least getting organized and figuring out what we need, what we could have done better, checking in with vendors, all of those types of things. After the Chocolate Fest is when it gets really heavy with recruiting our vendors.
Chocolate Fest in February.
In February. Yeah. So February time is when it gets more interesting. We start having sign-ups, and musicians have been interested all year. So that it's constant pretty much, actually, come to think of it.
Are you totally booked with musicians? Like, if I decide I want to go out there and play my Gibson acoustic electric guitar on Main Street someplace in 2024... am I out of luck? I got to sign up for next year instead?
I don't know. Chris might comment on that.
Especially when she heard me play.
So I don't believe we're entirely full. We have had a waiting list for musicians and bands to play for a number of years that haven't been able to get a spot. And we're trying to do things a little bit differently this year, like give people more opportunity that haven't played in the past. So maybe you're in luck. We can contact the entertainment coordinator for you.
All right, I'll start rehearsing on
okay.
that.
Okay.
Chelsea, you're not just with Willimantic Renaissance, but you're also, of course, with Click. And a lot of the food vendors in the Street Fest come from Click. Tell folks what Click is and how it relates to the food vendors at Third Thursday.
Sure. Yeah, Click is a grassroots nonprofit in Wyndham. Our mission is to create a locally just, healthy, sustainable food system. And part of that work is our food business incubator program. We help local people start local food businesses and offer them licensed commercial kitchen spaces to create their product and grow their business and sell local food to the community. We have food trucks, caterers, farmers, hot sauce, pretty much anything you can think of. And we have close to 30 food businesses operating out of Click. And one way we support them is by expanding their markets through local community events like Third Thursday. So we help kind of create that path to these local community events to get their food out there and to vend at these events a little easier. And so I think we have 8 or 9 Click food businesses.
And a little side trip here, off topic a bit. What's Veggie Stock and what's Click's role in Veggie Stock?
Yeah, so Veggie Stock is a food and garden festival in Lauder Park. It's on June 1st from 11 to 2 p.m. And Click is involved because we work closely with Wyndham Community Food Network, who started Veggie Stock. And Wyndham Community Food Network has now kind of transitioned over to Click and become a program of Click. And so I'm involved by running that program as well.
And we'll have you on in a couple of weeks talking more about that. Erin, we talked about the music and the bands in general that will be as part of Third Thursday here in 2024. Is there an effort made when you select bands for Third Thursday to try to appeal to all elements of our community?
Yes, there is definitely. That is what we're really trying to focus on, especially this season. The downtown stage is going to focus more on Latin music, and there's going to be a bunch of different genres represented throughout the season. So Midtown stage for May is going to have our favorites, Patti Tuitt and Bruce John, are going to be on Midtown. But Uptown is going to be seeing act, perform, and dance, and we're also hosting the high school band, so we're bringing the community downtown to be able to perform for everybody. But last year we also had DJs playing, and we focus a lot on rock, so we're going to try to infuse more genres to appeal to a larger variety.
Erin, how long have you been involved in Third Thursday? You weren't there 21 years ago.
Where was I 21 years ago? No, I started being involved in 2016 when I moved to Connecticut from Providence. I met Jean Desmay through Corey Crone because they were both part of the Green Party, and Jean took me under her wing, I guess you could say, and I started off by volunteering. So I learned about the importance of Willimantic Renaissance in the community and the Third Thursday Street Fest in the community. Started off volunteering doing block captain work, which is basically just helping vendors find their frog spots, which we call them, along Main Street, and help them get set up, see if they have any issues, and running back and forth an awful lot. But it just evolved from there, and now I'm the event coordinator.
Do you get people that have been involved, including Jean Desmay, all 21 years, and they see what this has become? It's bigger now than it was 21 years ago. It's probably bigger than it was when you came in 2016.
So it is bigger. Well, last year we had probably the most amount of people attend. Our parking lots were full in July and August. We had over 120 vendors, which is the highest number that I've ever been able to recruit, sign up, and then actually attend the event. It is great because it spans Main Street, and we expand as we need to. So right now, the fest is from, we're not going up to High Street. We're going from Walnut down to Church Street, where all of the entertainment and the street performers and all the vendors will be. But for June and further on, we're going to have a stage uptown further and up near Willie Brew, and that's going to allow for more vendors and more interesting things up there. Things have definitely changed, and we adapt as we need to. Our budget changes, interest in different types of vendors and food and entertainment changes, and we are trying to stay as relevant, creating joy for everyone as we can.
Erin, did Providence have anything like this when you were living out there?
So Providence was super cool, but has become cooler since I left. I don't know if that was because of me. They do many types of events. Nothing that's specifically like this that hosts a lot of religiously, every single month. There's nothing really like that. There are farmers markets that are incredibly popular, but their focus is primarily produce, flowers. They have even knife sharpening for culinary people. Sometimes hairdressers go to that too. Those are huge, but it's not the same type of thing where they have people juggling, blowing fire, magicians. We're a little bit more of a party and a street fest combined with a lot of music. So, but they have other events, but they only do them once a year.
The thing I find when you wander down Main Street during Third Thursday Street Fest is that you almost invariably bump into somebody you haven't seen in 20 years. It's like an old home week. People come back and just everybody kind of reconnects here. And to that point, maybe a couple of words about how important this is to the community. And it's not just Willimantic and Windham. It's Eastern Connecticut. You get people that come from all over the place, maybe some people from Western Connecticut out of state. But I'm talking about the economic impact, what this means to bring people back to Main Street. Thursdays used to be a huge shopping night in town 50 years ago. That kind of went away with the whole mall concept. But how important is what Third Thursday does to the whole downtown economic aspect?
Mind if I speak to that a little? So that was the purpose of Willimantic Renaissance in the first place, was to bring people into Willimantic and bring awareness to the downtown merchants, A Cupcake for Later and the new merchants that are on Main Street. And so it's really important to the community, I think, to be able to create a safe space with the help of the town hall and the police and the fire and all of the supportive volunteers to be able to actually enjoy their community and have fun in their community. Because the world is very serious, and we take it very seriously, but occasionally everyone needs to take a break. So it's a great opportunity to come down and rekindle friendships, hang out with your neighbors, and have a nice time walking around with a taco and shopping and listening to great music.
You have to get a permit from the state to close Main Street? Is that how that works?
It's complicated. We work with Public Works and the police department to close Main Street, and obviously the town hall approves of it, and it's great because it creates a safe space for all of the vendors not dodging vehicles, so it's great.
It's a free event for the spectators. Of course, there's things you have to pay for, including the beer and so forth, but the event itself costs money to run. Erin, how do you pay for it, and who would you like to thank for supporting this fest?
So we're primarily financed through lovely people in our community. We have sponsors and friends and different levels of sponsorships through our fundraising drive that we usually do around April. Some of our letters are out right now. You can donate while you're at the fest. We may still be selling our buttons that have been famous for over 21 years. We have t-shirts we sell, and then we have larger sponsors like Berkshire Bank. They contribute in a variety of ways by allowing us to use the courtyard that's in between their building and the Theater Guild, and also actually financially supporting us. The same thing with the Town of Wyndham supporting us, the Rose and Leo Peugeot Trust, which was a huge deal this year and last year, so thank you to them. The Thread City Hop Fest, which we're also involved in, also contributes largely, and a big shout out to CT Visit for their grant for helping us with marketing this year. But it basically boils down to, it's a whole community pulls together to be able to contribute. So it costs over $60,000 a season for us to run. And we pay the bands, we pay for all of the entertainment, and we have to pay for the licensing. And without everybody's support and help, we wouldn't be able to do it. So thank you.
The first Third Thursday Street Fest coming up on May the 16th. And they run Third Thursdays throughout the summer and the early fall as well. As that is Erin Elizabeth Morrell, who is joined by Chelsea Cherrier from WRI and Click, letting people know to circle those Third Thursdays on their calendar. We'll try to keep the weather dry for you.
Hope
you have another great year of Third Thursday Street Fest. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
14 WILI Willimantic and 95.3 FM.